It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Cheers, and welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of having Mr. Robert Braithwaite with me. He is the Chief Administrative Officer of Hogue Hospital Irvine, which is an acute care hospital that's due to open in 2010. Welcome, Mr. Braithwaite.
Good morning. Thank you.
Very, very nice to have you with us. Can you tell us the working definition of an acute care hospital?
Sure. An acute care hospital is a facility that is prepared both from a physical facilities, technology, and staffing perspective to care for any type of health condition which requires, I'm going to call material or significant intervention. Typically, most people, surgeries, emergency conditions, things of that nature, it would not be your typical doctor's office in your community, but anything that would require additional services.
Okay, so people are referred to you as well as you can get walk-ins through your emergency department.
That is correct.
Okay. Tell us about the state-of-the-art operating rooms at the brand new facility.
Sure. We spent a lot of time actually in the process of designing the new operating rooms as well as renovating the old operating rooms. And a lot has changed in the last 20 years since the facility was built by way of operative technology. Most operations or surgeries are migrating from what they traditionally have been open procedures where you have an incision, sometimes a very significant incision, to now where they enter in using ports or small holes, and they do it what they call laparoscopically or through small instruments that get just inserted through the skin.
Right.
That requires a lot of infrastructure, technology infrastructure, to be able to do that effectively and efficiently and safely. And so those rooms are being expanded to accommodate for that technology, and also the proper and requisite equipment's being installed so that that can be done.
A lot of big machines to make sure you have a much smaller scar.
Exactly.
Well, I love that. And, you know, it's just not so daunting as it used to be to face a major operation. And new facilities like yours really stay on top of things. It's a 21st century experience, and we do appreciate that. Now, Jill in Culver City wants to know if the new hospital is going to be open to the public or will it be private, and do you have to live in Irvine to be able to be treated there?
Great question. Hogue is a not-for-profit community hospital. It is open to the public. It is not a private private facility. We serve all, regardless of payer type or insurance status. We serve the entire community and will continue to do so in Irvine. It will, while the facility is based in Irvine, it will be an access point for all of the cities that surround Irvine, including South Orange County and the Tustin, the north east section of the county, to be sure.
Okay, I hope that answers your question, Jill. What are you guys doing about being environmentally responsible as you build this new facility?
Well, the city of Irvine has a deep commitment to be environmentally conscious, and the mayor of the city actually challenged the city to, in its workings, to be more green-minded, if you will. And so we took that to heart in the design of the facility. And during the process, we've held ourselves to a very high standard through the construction. Actually greater than 90% of the waste that we removed from the building actually was recycled, was separated and recycled, and will be repurposed in some other materials and not sent to the landfill. That's quite a significant amount of construction, which historically has all gone to the landfills.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's really refreshing in the medical world, too, because medical waste is definitely an issue in our environment, and anything we can do to alleviate some of that is really, really appreciated. Now, how are you going to ensure the quality of the medical and nursing services and staff at the new facility?
That's a great question. We spent a lot of time with the community trying to understand what they needed by way of scope of services, but one of the things they clearly told us is they really wanted the same quality of medical staff that they and nursing staff that they experience at Hogue Hospital in Newport Beach. And so our CEO made a commitment to the community that when we open Hogue Hospital Irvine, we will open that facility with at least 50% of our nurses at that facility having come from Hogue Hospital in Newport Beach, meaning they're experienced, they know the quality level, they know the systems, they're fully prepared to operate and maintain that service level and that quality level that the community is used to. Additionally, we spent a lot of time with our physicians and medical staff handpicking a lot of the physicians that will be based in the hospital, like radiologists and ER doctors and pathologists, and really decided that we were going to go with the best of the best. Fortunately, a lot of those physicians actually live in that community, and were very eager to be part of this this experience to raise this community hospital. And since it's their hospital in so many ways, their community hospital, they wanted to be part of that. So we're very proud of the medical staff commitment that has been made and will help us in the launching of this new facility.
So you didn't have to do a whole lot of arm twisting and recruiting from other parts of the country.
We did not. It's been a highly desirable project. We continue to have daily interest from both community physicians, physicians outside the area, realizing that Hoag represents a standard of care that they want to be affiliated with, and it's been an easy sell, if you will, to get them to take interest and consider.
Yeah, especially after you look at the photos of the new facility. It's absolutely breathtaking. So beautiful.
It is a beautiful facility.
I wanted to ask you who the designer or the chief architects were.
The architects that have helped us are a firm by the name of Taylor & Associates out of Newport Beach. They've been on many projects before with the facility, so they know our standards, they know the community, and they have a great eye for design. And anyhow, it was an easy decision to make when we were looking for that professional service.
It's really impressive. I mean, you broke ground in August, and you're going to open, you know, late next year. Would you think October, November? What are we looking at?
You know, our target date for opening is, we're saying late 2010, but on the project plan, we're hoping to be open in September, the month of September.
Fantastic. That is really quick work. Got a good team going for you.
We do.
Now, what are you personally most looking forward to when Hoag Hospital Irvine opens next year?
For me, the real pleasure is going to be seeing the community actually embrace and adopt that hospital. They already have a great affinity towards Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach, but now we're bringing Hoag to them. And so as they embrace it and see that the services truly are the quality of services that they're used to receiving in Newport Beach, when that moment of recognition occurs, that will be the personal reward that I want to see and I'm hoping to see and know I will see.
To that end, are you going to have a big celebration? And what are your plans for opening day or opening week?
Absolutely. We'll have multiple celebrations. We'll have celebrations with the community. We'll have celebrations with our medical staff. We'll have celebrations with our project team that have put in so many hours bringing this thing about. We'll have multiple opportunities to celebrate and acknowledge everyone's contributions and this historic moment for the city of Irvine, but also for Hoag Hospital.
Absolutely. Now, that brings the total number of Hoag facilities in that to 7 or 8 or...
You know, we have now 2 hospitals. This will be the second hospital for Hoag. However, we have 7 health centers that augment our services that are sprinkled throughout Orange County.
Mm-hmm. Lucky, lucky residents of Orange County, huh?
Well, we're proud of our community. We're grateful to be here and be able to serve them.
Well, it is also the partnerships between the medical specialties that makes such a difference, the specialists really working together and not in a vacuum, that help your patients experience the best outcome, whichever Hoag facility they happen to be finding themselves in.
Without question. We're fortunate to have a group of doctors that that truly have passion for quality and passion for excellence. It's really what has established Hoag as a nationally recognized healthcare facility, community healthcare facility.
What else should our listeners know before we wrap things up?
You know, I would like to emphasize the point that the probably one of the greatest services which Hoag will provide at that facility in Irvine is an outstanding emergency room. We are fortunate enough to have an outstanding emergency medical group, and they will be housing and operating from Hoag Hospital Irvine as well. They truly are an exceptional group, and we have got an exceptional support staff that will lift them and support them. But that emergency room, once it comes back online, will be a tremendous asset to the families that need healthcare services in that area. And if anything, that's one area where we're spending a disproportionate amount of time developing, enhancing, making sure that it's ready to take care of that community.
best of luck to that end. I have a wonderful, wonderful week, and best of luck finishing the project, and can't wait for the cutting of the ribbon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on our show.
We're
talking today with Mr. Robert Braithwaite. He is the Chief Administrative Officer of Hoag Hospital Irvine. We've been talking about acute care, among other things. It's been really informative. We've learned a lot about the new hospital. For even more info on Mr. Braithwaite and Hoag Hospital and all the things that are happening in both locations, please visit hoaghospital.org. You can also listen to a podcast of this show anytime you like or share it with a friend. It's really important, free information you can carry with you on your iPhone or your MP3 player. Just download the podcast onto your personal player and listen whenever you like. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have yourself a fine day.